Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Aaron Judge is the all-time home run king for a single season. I'm Mark Ryan. I approve this message. And if you disagree, I have questions about your morals and values. This is the most interactive sports show anywhere. It's Offsides, Mark Ryan and Diesel, and we are the Fan Upstate, rolling on until 7 p.m. Appreciate you making time for us, even if I am questioning you at the moment. 844-FAN-PHONE, that's 844-326-3663 is the number. The Preferred Home Services text line is there for you at 71307. Just put fan in the body of your text and then rock that sexy body. You can get to us on Facebook and on Twitter. Are you liking us on Facebook? Do you follow us on Twitter? If not, please do. We'd love to have you at the Fan Upstate, at Diesel on Radio, at Mark Ryan on Air. That's at M-A-R-C Ryan on Air. The addresses are the same on both. And then,
a lot of comments, by the way, on this Aaron Judge conversation on Twitter. Some of them agree with you. Some of them don't. Those who don't tend to use mean words. But let's see here. We got Brad Lewis who says, give me Jack dudes hitting dingers any day over the hot garbage that is Major League Baseball now. MLB turned a blind eye to steroids for years because they knew it was helping the product. Let's see here. David Raines says,
Diesel, pause. That comment. That seems to be a popular retort, right? Here's the reality. 20% of the guys were cheating. Not everybody was cheating. What do you mean MLB turned a blind eye? You know, like if the teacher turns her back during the exam, and I know I keep sticking with that analogy, is it not cheating if this teacher's back is turned to you? Turned a blind eye, she was turned away. You know the invitation to cheat is there. Is it the right thing to cheat? You know the answer to that.
Mark, being a teacher,
80% of the guys weren't cheating.
Being a teacher, do you remember exactly what like high school textbooks look like?
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't just pages upon pages of paragraphs. They were full of graphics and side notes. And whenever there was a pertinent side note, they would pop it out into its own little box off to the side. It's not important enough to be the main focus of whatever it is you're learning about on this page, but it is an interesting little side note. And I think that's what the steroid era of baseball should ultimately be if you were looking at the Major League Baseball record books in front of you in an actual book. It should be a pop-out side note. This was interesting. This happened. Let's qualify it and say, you know, Major League Baseball was in dire straits. We really needed something exciting and compelling to happen. Major League Baseball at the time was wrong for doing it, but they did ignore or chose not to test guys that they knew were on steroids.
Texter says, unfortunately, Aaron Judge is not the home run king. I wish we could erase history, but we can't. Same thing with racism in history. We have to acknowledge it. To acknowledge that the steroid era in baseball existed doesn't mean you have to hold those as the all-time records, Texter. Like, you shouldn't hold those as the all-time records. And I know to a lot of people it'll seem like I'm jumping on Barry Bonds. No, I invalidate anybody who cheated. You know, why is it that you guys would agree with me that Lance Armstrong should have all of his Tour de France's stripped, but you're not down with Barry Bonds being stripped of his records? Why is that? Why is it that Ben Johnson was stripped of his gold medal in the 1988 Olympics when he ran a 9.73 100-meter dash. Oh, because baseball didn't have steroid testing at that time. They didn't have steroid testing until 2003, but steroids were illegal to use in 1991. It was, again, folks, the teacher turning her back to the class. Now, some of you might say, well, Mark, you're sounding certainly righteous. Did you ever cheat in class? Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And so if I got caught cheating, if people knew that I was cheating, I deserve a zero for that. Okay? I can't defend all of my behavior, but I know what to do with the cheaters when you catch them. I deserve a zero. They deserve a zero. Zero. So Barry Bonds, to me, in the years that he cheated, and we know that his team tried to get 24 different positive steroid tests thrown out from 2000 to 2006, he cheated. Tested positive for three different steroids. He cheated. Diesel,
yeah.
I am absolutely hooked right now. Last night, man, was one of those nights. I don't know if you have them. You know, depending on when you turn in for the night, Diesel and I might be all done by like 7:30-ish, 8 o'clock-ish. I said to myself last night, I said, I really got to get a good night's sleep tonight. I really got to get a good night's sleep. It was one of those nights. I'm like, man, I am way too tired for it to be only a Tuesday. And Diesel, I started watching Dahmer on Netflix, and I can't stop watching that, dude. I cannot stop watching that show. I like, and the show, you know how like when you watch Breaking Bad, it's really tugging on your values and morals and emotions, because at times when you're watching that, you're rooting for Walter White. You know he's doing really bad stuff, but it's like, man, who do I want to win here?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
He's stuck between a rock and a hard place. I'm watching this show, Diesel, and Dahmer, there's no place for people to go that have his affliction. When you have, if somebody has an attraction to kids, what does society do to those people? I'm not having anything to do with that idiot. That guy's dangerous. Get him out of here. Right? That, like, it's like there were parts of that movie where Jeffrey Dahmer, in this documentary where Jeffrey Dahmer wanted to do the right thing, and it got to a point where he had nowhere to turn, and then he was just like, F it, I'm going to go kill people again. Right?
Yeah, the hardest part about that show is, you know, again, it is not a documentary. It is a dramatization of real-life events. Let's make that perfectly clear. Is when you see how many times and how many different ways he was almost caught or stopped, and people turned a blind eye, helped him out because, let's be real, he was a white guy in America in the 1980s. You know, how many times was he this close to getting caught, or this close to getting arrested, or this close to getting busted by his father, or this or that, whatever. But people were just like, it boggles me watching that show how many times he got close to getting caught and was able to keep doing what he was doing.
Did you see the one yet, Diesel, where the grandma's downstairs with the guy who's grandma's staying downstairs?
Yeah, yeah.
I watched that one last night, and I'm like, dear God, I'm not trying to be a spoiler to anybody, and I'm going to purposely try not to be. But
I mean, the real events happened 40 years ago. If
yeah.
people don't know, have a general idea of what happened, then they're
right.
not paying attention.
But like the grandma is downstairs, and like he's brought a guy home, and the guy is drugged off of his ass and is not conscious. And he's like, Jeffrey's like, go back upstairs, grandma, go to bed. She's like, no, I'm not going anywhere. Like, this guy doesn't look right. And it's like, from that moment, how he got out of that, like bringing the guy to the bus stop, putting him on the bus, drugged. It's just like, look, man, he's a really bad dude, Diesel. There's no doubt about it. Like the worst, the absolute worst. You can tell, however, that he has an affliction for which he received no help, for which there was no cure. There's a point where like his father is like crashing against the sidewall of the penitentiary because his father asked the penitentiary for help and they didn't do anything for his son when he was in there. And it's like, look, man, like, do you give sympathy to somebody who's attracted to kids? Probably not, right? Probably not. At the same point, I give somebody credit who says, look, man, my mind is messed up. I'm attracted to kids. If somebody were to say that, I don't want to do anything to a kid and I need help. Okay, if I don't get help, I'm liable to do something. It's one thing to think it. It's one thing to be aroused by something. In Jeffrey Dahmer's case, being aroused by cutting people up, you know? It's another thing to act on it. And I got the sense that a number of times in that movie, in this mockumentary, Diesel, like Dahmer wanted to stop, but like there was nowhere for him to go. There was nowhere for him to turn. His parents left him. I'm telling you guys, I can't stop watching this.
I would, if I were you, and it is out there, it is well documented, I would go and watch the actual interviews with Jeffrey Dahmer and see if that changes your opinion. Don't base your entire opinion on, making a somewhat of a victim out of Jeffrey Dahmer. I would say go watch his actual tapes and watch actual documentaries about what happened to him. But you know, it's an interesting phenomenon, Mark. I've been listening to a lot of true crime podcasts for a long time, and every time there was a victim in the basically in the modern era, in the 40s to today, there were several categories of victims who police basically didn't care about catching the person who did it. And that phenomenon is referred to as the less dead. Like if it was a 17-year-old head of the cheerleading squad, white girl who was pretty, bet your ass the cops are going after the whoever did that in full force. But a lot of times, if it was a sex worker, a gay person, a black person, the cops would say, well, what are you going to do? They wouldn't try as hard to catch the killer. And there's a lot of that involved in the Jeffrey Dahmer story.
By the way, Netflix has announced they're going to release the Jeffrey Dahmer tapes in like a couple weeks. So it's like they're giving you time to watch their mockumentary, and then they're going to release the actual tapes thereafter. There is some of that in the show. And then now, having seen pictures of Jeffrey Dahmer, I can't believe how accurate the actor's depiction of him is. Looks exactly like the real dude. And the tapes are going to be released recently. Do we still have Keith from Traveler's Rest on, Diesel?
Yes, we do.
Let's get to Keith from Traveler's Rest, who's up next. I've been wondering, the most popular upset pick this week, folks, is Gamecocks over Wildcats. No one's given me a reason why they're making this pick, except for the fact that you guys are throwing it against the wall, man. Keith, what's the reason?
All right, so I think there's a couple different reasons that it could happen. Not guaranteeing it's going to happen, but I think it could happen for a couple different reasons. First is, I think Marcus Satterfield knows that his job is on the line at some point in this season. He's going to have a performance like they had in the Mayo Bowl last year, where they just exploded and it pretty much saved his job, I think. Two is, I think Ole Miss last week kind of exposed Kentucky's defensive line a little bit, where they just gashed them and gashed them and gashed them with the run. And I think that after the past couple weeks, now granted it is far less competition, I think Marshawn Lloyd has confidence that he'll be able to go out there and do that same thing. And if he's out there able to go out there and play with confidence, it feels like he can do it. I think they can upset him. It'll probably be close if it happens, but I think it'll at least be a game in the fourth quarter.
Man, I really appreciate it. You've offered me more insight than anybody else has. So why in the heck they're picking this upset? You think it's going to be a game, and you think it's going to be a game late. And this is what's interesting about this game, Keith, is that like you're going to have Gamecock fans feeling like the end of the world is upon them if Kentucky's up by like 24-3 at halftime, or it's going to have a very different feeling if it's 24-17 Kentucky in the fourth quarter and South Carolina's got the ball. I think the Gamecocks are capable of doing that.
When anything can happen.
Right. They haven't done it yet, though. And they got to look organized. They suddenly got to find the identity that they haven't had all along to beat Kentucky in this game. Realize the Wildcats just beat Northern Illinois 31-23 a couple weeks ago. So I would agree with you there, ripe for the picking. Keith from Traveler's Rest, appreciate you, pal.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Thank you so much for the call. All right, up next, we've got the number one college football analyst in America. His name is Josh Pate. And Josh Pate is here to give you some fantastic analysis. Congratulations are also due because he just signed a brand new contract. Josh Pate, you'll hear from him next here on Offsides. We are the Fan Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mark, have you ever heard the saying, it's all about content? Like in this business, in what we do, it's all about creating content, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I want to preface today's best thing we heard today. That this was someone attempting to create content online. Now, what you're going to hear is the audio of a firefighter trying to rescue a young girl from a dryer. She apparently climbed into the dryer to make Facebook or TikTok content and then couldn't get out. She was stuck in the dryer. And I know you've seen a lot of videos on the internet that start with a woman who with her head stuck in a dryer. I'm going to do some play-by-play commentary of the video so that you can visualize what I'm seeing. Like you're going to hear the frustration of the firefighter, but you also need to know exactly what's happening. So this video starts with a young teenage girl with her butt sticking out of a dryer. Her head is in the dryer. Her legs are in the dryer, but her butt is sticking out of the dryer. And the firefighter is using a towel essentially as a sling to support her weight and trying to get her to turn around. And as the position changes, I will update you on what's going on in the video.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to lift you up again.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Okay, here
how we go. How can I help? It's a little too high.
It's too high?
Too high.
She's stuck.
Okay, how's that now?
Okay.
Okay.
You guys. Can you? Working?
Cindy, this, so, I'm putting this on the internet.
No.
Yes.
So her friend is filming this for the internet. Now she's determined that coming out butt first, folded over like a taco shell, is not going to work, and she is going full body into the dryer. She's kind of a small person. So now she's turning, and I will relay where she goes from here.
I'm going to put this on YouTube.
You're not
right
helping.
Now.
You're not Jessica.
I'm on Jessica's side with this one. Okay, all right, you ready?
Let me see your face.
Perfect. All right, now you're flipped around. You're flipped around, okay?
So she's flipped around with her knees sticking out of the hole of the dryer.
Right here, and you're going to get your butt to this level right here. That should put your head low enough that we can get you out, okay? So feet there first. Okay,
now her feet are out of the dryer, and she's trying to now stick her head out of the dryer. It's the same situation she had before. She's not going to get both her feet and her head out of the dryer at the same time.
Head, no. Okay, I need you to back up. I'm going to lift up
your
legs.
Yeah, like let her head come out.
No, we can't. Then she won't fit because that's the same
there you go.
As the last one.
Let me see your head.
Okay.
Dude, you're never doing a damn again.
These two girls are just trying to make content. The firefighter is trying to get this dumbass out of a dryer, but they're not helping.
Ladies.
This is a dare.
That's how this started.
She just bashed her head on the underside of the dryer rim.
That you will be paying for this 911 call, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to do my job here. Now get your feet back out, ma'am. Wrap them in this towel right here.
So because she thinks it's good content, then she pulls her feet back into the dryer to make it funnier, I guess, for the YouTube video.
Ma'am, right here. Very good. Okay, I'm going to lift up your legs, and you're going to fall back on your butt, and it will push your head against the back wall. You ready for this?
Get her out.
Okay.
She's
here we go.
Okay. Here
we go.
Oh, here she comes.
Right here.
Here she comes.
Okay.
This is it.
Now her legs are sticking straight out of the dryer.
Yes.
Okay. So now hang on. I'm going to lift up your legs.
Yes.
I'm going to rest your butt on that lint trap there. And you should, then your head will be back far enough that you'll be able to get out. You ready for this?
Ready?
Okay. Here we go. Ready?
Yeah,
one, two.
Oh my gosh. Don't hurt her.
Okay. Hang on. Pull this towel right here. There you go. Very good. Very good. Yep.
Yeah.
And she's certainly not helping. Like, all she has to do is slide straight out of the dryer now. She is now sitting with her butt on the lint trap of the dryer.
Oh,
Right here?
Oh, my
God. Right there? Is your head out of the way now?
There she comes. Here she comes. Here she comes. Oh.
And she's out of the dryer.
Listen, man, you get what you give in life, Diesel. You get what you give. If that's what you're giving us, that's what you get. You know, I know we're all deeply disappointed that content creator girl. You know, Diesel, I've seen some pathetic examples of that, like these Instagram idiots. They're like, they try to make it look like they're doing something good for society. They're hammering up walls to walls that have been torn down. And really, they're only just posing for a photograph.
Yeah.
They're trying to make it look like they're doing something where they're not. Those are the worst kind of people. You know, those are the worst. There's nothing wrong, folks, if you're doing good, to highlight the fact that you're doing good, because what that does is it lets other people know, here's how you can help out. There's nothing wrong with that, per se. There's nothing wrong with doing good and not letting anybody know that you're doing good. But to not actually be doing good and acting like you're doing good, that's the lowest of the low.
I feel really bad for this firefighter, because he can't say, no, dumbass, I'm not helping you get out of this dryer. Even though the girl, she was almost out. She was almost out of the dryer. And then she pulled herself back into the dryer to make better content. And I'm like, yeah, and you know this guy can't just walk away. He can't leave. And I would love to know real fast from a texter if they could tell us how much they think that 911 call cost.
Oh, my God. Brutal. Hey, those people who think Barry Bonds is the home run king, LIV Golf supporters, and people that end up stuck in the dryer, same people. They're all the same group of people, my friends. Fred Davis, Malcolm Green sued over an incident in a car accident in South Carolina, alleges Davis and Green were witnessed driving at a high rate of speed. That's not good at all for Clemson. We'll see you tomorrow. Morgan Square in Spartanburg. It's Offsides, the Fan Upstate.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.